So, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Time has kind of flown, hasn't it?
It has flown, that is for sure. Yes. Yes.
I'm guessing if I asked the question, what sticks out the most, you would have trouble trying to give me one, but give me as many examples as you can think of right off the bat, having just been thrown the question.
Sticks out the most?
Yes.
Well, it depends on how you really want me to answer that. Like, if you want me to talk about accomplishments, or if you want me to talk about what stands out to me. What stands out to me and Brian are the people. And that's what I've enjoyed the most, I think, is getting acclimated to the community and getting to meet the people. Little people and big people. I've enjoyed the whole community. But I do think that looking back in the last year, it has been fast and furious. And we have been very, very busy. And my greatest goal was really to work on culture and to work on building trust in the district and to, you know, let people know that we're here to listen, we're here to solve problems together, we're here to collaborate. And I'm in the process now of doing something called Soup with the Soup. And so I'm having soup in each of our schools. And then coming in, I'm staying the entire lunch shifts from the beginning to the ends so that all the staff can weave in and out and meet me and talk to me, tell me anything that's on their mind. It could be something like something's broken somewhere, to a concern in the curriculum, to anything. And I listen, and then I come back with those thoughts and share them with cabinet, and we work. But mainly, I'm getting to know them. I'm trying to build, you know, a sense of approachability so that they can see, hey, I can talk to her. And even though I have lots of people that are really usually first line to talk to, they can know that that's how I am as far as my leadership style.
Let me extend that a little bit farther, because you talk about how you're getting feedback on what needs to be done. What are you hearing from those people as reinforcement that what's going on now is the right direction?
Well, first and foremost, to be honest, I'm hearing, you know, thank you for being here. We are so glad that you're taking the time, and we feel so excited about the direction of the district. I would say, if I had to say a common theme, it's, wow, this is great. We feel excited about the direction. So in general, most of the things that I hear, if it's like something for us to work on, I would call those more at a lower level. Something that, okay, we might be able to just go fix. But, you know, and certainly there's things that all districts face and that we have to work on in terms of academic achievement. But really, it's been very pleasant, very conversational. I'm finished with about 2/3 of the schools. I still have another third. But I've also had, you know, lunch with bus drivers, and I'm working with, you know, other groups as well. And so I think that's my big takeaway, is I think people is working on the culture and really wanting to create a culture of trust.
Go back farther than a year when you're in the application process and the interviewing process, the questions that you had, the answers you received along the way, how much has manifested itself since you've taken over?
Well, oddly, when I think back to the interview with the board, and of course I had two of those, and they're lengthy, you know, they're about 3 hours each. There was a lot of question about, you could tell they were asking about my leadership style, which I think is reflective of kind of the direction we're going. But I would also say that there was career technology was brought up. And, of course, we just purchased, you know, the 119 acres off of Munford, and excited about that process to be ready for the 1920 school year. There were questions about, you know, budget, I mean, everything, every area they hit. Parent involvement, how are you going to communicate, things of that nature. So no real surprises there. All things that they needed to know how I would handle things, some situational
What were
stories.
Your questions of the board, and how those responses lived or have come out in your day-to-day work?
Well, I mean, if I recall, I think I asked questions about, you know, their support of me. If I had questions, what would I do? Who would I go to? How would they respond to that? But I can tell you that they have exceeded my expectations as a board. They are, and I'm not just saying that because they're my bosses. They truly have. When I came to them about needing to change the entire transportation system, I mean, that's pretty big and bold, but it needed to happen. And by the way, that's another theme in my soup with the soup is how much better it is. And the bell schedules, how much smoother the day goes. And I mean, it's everywhere. I've heard that. I don't think I've had one person say it hasn't worked. So that's been really good. But, you know, they've been very supportive when I've come to them with very big things like that or a huge land purchase. Things that we've tried to do. The TRE. Let's go back. We passed the TRE at 91%. But, you know, we have to share with our board why we even want to bring that forward to the voters. And what's the data that tells us that that's a good thing to do and why. So, I mean, everything that I've talked to them about, they've been nothing but supportive. Now, they ask tough questions, and I appreciate that. And they make me think. And I think if I was going down some, you know, crazy path, they would be the first to say, hold the phone, you know, we're not going there. And I would appreciate that, too. But honestly, they've been wonderful to work with.
Well, the board asks tough questions. I'm guessing that you also ask tough questions at the board.
Sometimes, I guess. But I think it's really... we're working on a great relationship, just a give and take, trust, working together. I feel like I can call board president anytime I need to discuss anything that's going on. I felt that way with Trey Moore. I feel that way with Mark McCall. I think it's a great board.
The board's exceeded your expectations. What about your cabinet? And just go down and around and throughout that organizational tree.
Yes, everyone has been very, I think, collegial, very willing to kind of jump on board. I was able to bring in one person, and I sort of restructured a bit and created that chief of staff opening with Ginger Carabine. I think everyone would agree that's working in our team. She's a real strategic thinker. She's a taskmaster. And so she's really, whatever the project is, like the showcases, she's got it all mapped out. This is what we're doing when. This is who's responsible. Everyone has really gravitated towards her leadership in that way and also working with the board goals, those things. So that's actually been, I think, a real good addition to the team that they've not necessarily had before. But I think it's open dialogue. There's a lot of laughter, even amidst really hard work. And so I feel good about that.
You've already talked about a few accomplishments, the CTE property, the TRE, the new bus scheduling. What else pops into your head?
Well, those are probably the three biggest ones. I think, you know, I started with a theme called Encourage the Heart and hashtag Tell the Story. And I think that I would say some strong communications in terms of, you know, letting the community know what all Brian has to offer, what Brian is, and really, I think being that spokesperson. I mean, I am the spokesperson. I'm the cheerleader. I'm supposed to be. So once I was going around to the schools and really seeing what was going on with my own eye, and having been a principal at all three levels, you know, I know what to look for. And seeing the things and going, okay, that's a really strong program. That, you know, I can really speak genuinely to that and how it applies to kids. So I'd say culture is my other piece that I think kind of is, I would almost call it the overarching umbrella of all the work. Because if you don't begin to build a culture of trust and get people behind you, then all these different ideas or projects, and you're certainly not going to build a change transportation system if you don't have everybody working together and those types of things. So I feel good about that. I mean, we'll have continued challenges as we go into the states releasing new accountability. They're raising the bar even more. It's not designed for schools to succeed. So we'll see. But are people working hard and are kids learning? And are we seeing growth in our kids? Absolutely. So that's what I'm focused on right now.
Are you as far along as you want to be?
don't think we're ever as far along as we want to be.
About your expectations a year ago compared to today, however.
Oh, absolutely. I think some of the things we've accomplished are more than I would have ever dreamed. I didn't know those opportunities were going to exist. So, you know, what is it that you do as a leader? Well, sometimes opportunities are placed in front of you that you didn't expect. For example, the transportation. I never expected that, you know, back in August. But boy, we, you know, I had to own it, even though I really wasn't there for the initial planning. I'm the superintendent, and I'm owning it, and I, you know, I'm going to work with everybody to fix it. And that's what we did. I mean, but it was all hands on deck. You know, everybody rolled up their sleeves and everybody made it happen. And that's the beauty of the type of people that we have in this district. Amazing employees. Amazing employees. Amazing leaders.
What's ahead for year two?
Continued focus on academic instruction, programs to meet kids at their different needs, which we have. And just really looking at each of those, evaluating them, making sure we're on track and doing all that we can. We will have the entire the CTE will now have turn into an advisory committee, no longer an exploratory. So that now that work will begin to map that out and what's that going to look like. That'll be a huge undertaking. Those are the things that come to my mind right now.
And then, as you mentioned, having to deal with the lawmakers, too.
Yes, and as we move into the budget and the legislative session and seeing, you know, right now, it just keeps getting less and less and less. And, you know, we need to honor our employees. We need to give them raises. So even if we don't add on, we need to take care of the people we have. So it doesn't work to just keep cutting and cutting and cutting. But we'll handle it as we come. Face the challenges, continue to communicate. I won't do soup with the soup, but I'll do something else that gets me out and about and listening and talking to people. And, you know, more focus groups. I'm meeting with kids this week at our two comprehensive high schools. I've got the leaders of, for example, tomorrow I'm going to Bryan, and I'm going to meet with all the captains of every team and the presidents of every group. And I'm going to talk to them. I'm doing the same thing at Rudder on Thursday. And we're going to talk about safety. And I want to hear from them. I mean, we've been hearing from adults, but I want to hear from them what they think. And, you know, sometimes they have the best ideas and they know the most. And maybe there's some things we can learn from that. So I think safety will continue to always be something on our radar. And as we look at, are we doing everything we can do to keep our kids safe? And if not, okay, what do we need to do to go forward? So I would say things of that nature, that'll be heavy on the radar.
I don't get the feeling that you have had to drink out of a fire hose, I suppose, this first year.
Well,
I'm
saying there's a fire hose, yes, I think at times. But, you know, you kind of learn to prioritize and do the best that you can with each issue that comes forward. But I would say there's some drinking out of the fire hose, but not every day. Not every day.
Well, you mentioned the culture shift that isn't something that you're hoping to bring, that the trusting aspect. Mm-hmm. How important is that in a school district to have that trust and to have a culture of availability?
I think it's critical. I think it's the heart of the organization. It is. It's the heart. Are you listening? Are you collaborating? Are you working together to solve whatever problem you're going to be given that you may go into work that day and not even know exists? Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do about it? I think that's the culture we want. I want to appreciate that. I think part of that is celebrating success and appreciating the people that are here. I really genuinely do appreciate, you know, the bus drivers, the teachers, the cafeteria managers, everyone. And, you know, so I try to let them know that. You know, I do. I try to let them. We had a big water pipe burst over at Sam Houston about a month ago, 6 weeks ago. And his workers worked all night long trying to get it fixed, and they couldn't get it fixed. And so we had to cancel school. And, you know, went over there, and they were literally in like a hole working on it. And, you know, went in there, shook their hands. I was like, thank you so much. And they're like, we're so sorry we didn't get it fixed. It's like, it wasn't that you didn't try. They had tried several different things, tried it at 4:30 a.m. It didn't work. Well, it wasn't due to lack of effort or even skill. It just didn't hold. And so they had to go and get different parts, and they fixed it. So anyway, I think it's just that, you know, wow. There's a lot of really wonderful people. So to me, that's culture is the fancy word, but it's really just caring.
Right.
And letting people know that you really care about what they do and you support them.
Right. Well, and with the kind of a nice segue with the showcase happening just this, a couple weekends ago, mm-hmm. How is that to kind of serve as a jumping off point for year two?
It's a great jumping off point. And I fully expect us to have that be a yearly event now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll grow with our community as they learn, you know, what does that really mean? What is a showcase? You know, I think it'll grow and in popularity and can get more of our realtors, more of our business people. Although the turnout was really great in those areas as well.
Right.
But I think we'll grow.
And with the CTE, I know you mentioned that was one of the questions that was brought up in your interviews.
Yes.
Now, looking ahead, what are your goals in that area now that there is this this new building that you'll have? And also in other areas, mm-hmm. some goals for year two.
Well, the CTE, we'll work on having a really comprehensive center for juniors and seniors. And we'll try to meet the needs of the students at the freshman sophomore level at the campuses, at the two comprehensive high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we can get into more complex pathways and deeper deeper levels of skill. I think we'll also be partnering. I know Blinn is very interested in, you know, partnering with us. How can they help with dual credit classes over there? How can they maybe even use our facility at night and have things for the community, not just our students? So I think there's a lot of exciting things that are going to come from as we go forward. But, you know, career technology, you know, everyone thinks it's welding, and it is. And it's you know, landscape. It's everything. It's all those domains, automotive. But CTE is also for college-bound kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little bit of everything, and you just got to find your niche when you're that kid, and we need to provide the paths in all of it. So I think we'll expand more in that, more in engineering and things of that nature, too. We will continue to focus on literacy, mm-hmm. and how we can help everyone read. The more you read, the better you read. And, you know, the better you read, the more you're able to do everything. And so, you know, I'll go back to my early teaching days, but that's really, so we'll be doing it with that. We're also going to be implementing some things that the Discipline Task Force was created this year to look and see how we can improve behaviors. So we're going to implement some social skills training across the board, something I'm very, very excited about. I'll talk to you more about it probably this summer, but with the Essential 8, every month we will have a value that we all believe in and that we're going to be talking about with pre-K all the way to seniors. We're going to open the year with kindness, and that's going to be a basis, but you're going to see us talk about work ethic. You're going to see us talk about a lot of those things that aren't really in the curriculum, but that our staff need to model and that we need to help show kids that are important. So we're going to be rolling out those types of things next year as well. So those are some big ones.